Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Larry Weber is with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's Weber with one B in the middle. He leads a company called W2 Group, which is a next generation organization group, I should say, next generation group of marketing services companies that helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's an author of a couple of books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, Sticks and Stones, How Digital Business Reputations Are Created Over Time and Lost in a Click. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Let's get him in here and see what he has to say. Larry Weber, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Larry, one of the things that that I've been talking about in the almost 12 years I've been doing this show, I've been trying to help small business owners make the journey, the literal journey, and the journey of understanding as well, from the analog world to the digital world, from the traditional marketplace to the online marketplace, and one the original one, the traditional marketplace is the dock, and the online world is the boat, and we've had to make the shift from, you know, both feet on the dock to 1 foot on the boat, 1 foot on the dock, and the boat's kind of leaving the station, isn't it, Larry?
Oh,
what do you think?
It sure is leaving the station. You know, I like to tell people about, you know, I have sort of a kitchen cabinet at my house. I have three kids, and they're all teenagers. And
But you love them anyway, right?
Yeah, I love them anyway. And you know, the other day I was getting up from dinner, and I said, you know, I'm going online, and my oldest daughter laughed at me. I said, what are you laughing at me for? And she said, Dad, you used the word online. I said, well, what do you say? And she said, well, we don't say anything. We just are.
It's just understood.
Yeah. And so, you
that's
know.
That's a great story.
Yeah, there's no line anymore. And I argue that people 40 and under who have grown up with the web, and as the web moves into this next phase, which is highly visual and, you know, easily accessible on any device.
And tactile, even.
And yeah, totally tactile. You know that you know it's not about, you know, going again online. It's about actually managing your life in a completely digital environment. And it's not scary. It's not something that's technically, you know, overbearing. It's just the way it is.
You know, and one thing, Larry, I gotta stop you. I'm still laughing about your daughter. I mean, one thing that never changes: teenagers will find a new way to roll their eyes at you, won't they?
Oh, that's for sure.
but you know, you're exactly right, and this is a real problem for a lot of small businesses, especially traditional Main Street businesses, small businesses that are, you know, their customers, they think of their business as a face to face kind of thing, and they're having a little bit of a hard time, you know, getting online, and maybe they've got a website, but they're not always sure how they can make that relevant to their to the success of their business. And along comes this thing called social media, and then maybe before they even understand how to manage the social media, maybe there's some kind of a story that gets out on them online in their neighborhood, in their community, that hurts them, and they don't understand what happened. It's like they got hit by a bus they didn't see coming.
Well, I have a number of examples in the book, you know, of small businesses that, you know, weren't following their reputation online and, you know, woken up one day to realize that 4 out of 5 people that used their services didn't like it.
Right.
And
everybody else but them knew about this.
Correct. And, you know, and the first thing that small businesses have to understand is that, you know, it's in people's nature that if the service is okay, they usually don't say how great it is. It's only if
right.
they don't like it that they start to complain.
Right.
And so, secondly, that they've got to start to monitor these things and understand the landscape of the social web, because it's going to evolve very quickly. You know, and I, as I say in the book, I think social media is going to have more impact than television long term. as it gets more sophisticated, and we start to understand that marketing isn't buying your way to a customer anymore. You can't advertise
right.
your way to a customer completely. Peer-to-peer has taken over for that.
How much are we actually... I don't know if you know Kirk Chaffetz, but he's a good friend of ours. He's the president of Story Worldwide. He's going to
sure.
be on. He's going to be on in the next hour. And he used.
Tell him I said hi.
I will. I sure will. I thought you probably knew him, but he said once on my show that we're in the post-advertising age.
Yep.
What do you
yep.
think?
Oh, completely in the post-advertising age. I actually call it that was the era of intrusion, and you know we accepted that we. But, you know, to use my kids again, you know, the only time they've seen a television ad in the last 3 years is when I'm watching a football
right.
game or a basketball right. game.
And here's the thing that I've been, the way I've been trying to describe that to my audience, I'd like to see what you think about it. It's the word control.
Yep.
Companies don't have control over the relationships that they have with their customers anymore, and less every day. The customers have control over their relationship, don't they, now?
Totally right. I mean, you know, control is with the customer. And what companies have to realize, big and small, I go in there and I'll get a number of stubborn CEOs who go, you mean people could say bad things on my site if I start engaging them in a conversation? And I tell them those conversations are happening anyway. Why don't you have them in your house instead of somebody else's house?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
so that you can address the issues and you can be upfront and transparent. We're moving to an era of business transparency. You know.
Well, and one of the things you point out in your book, and let me see what you call it. You use the word equity.
Yep.
Remind me, there's a term that you use, online equity. I used it incorrectly earlier. Online equity. Tell the audience what online equity is.
Well, it's like anything else in a community, whether it's in real-life community or in a digital community. You can build at good equity by just doing good things, you know, and, you know, talking with your customers and making sure that there's, you know, a lot of content about the good work you do.
And giving them a place to comment on that.
Correct. So that there's a place they can go and talk to one another and talk to you, and maybe you have a small webinar, you know, once a month, which doesn't really cost anything, and that starts to build a flow of positive content that is equity for you if something
yeah.
bad happens.
But it's like a checking account, ladies and gentlemen. You make deposits, and somebody else makes a withdrawal. And when we come back, we're going to get Larry to tell us about how to balance the deposits and the withdrawals. Maybe a little bit better than I do my checking account. 20 after, right back with Larry Weber. His book is called Sticks and Stones. It's really good, too. Stay with us. Little Green Onions bring us back. Booker T and the MGs. Classic. Instrumental piece there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. Thanks for being with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to on any topic under the small business sun. You can ask questions at my knowledge base, askjim.biz, which is right off the homepage. Check out my blog, which is jimsblog.biz, but you can click on it right off the homepage. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Hope you'll do that when you get a chance. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. More and more of you are saying, follow me home, and that's what we're doing. We're giving you the ability to find the things you like and tell us that you want us to follow you home with them, and we're glad to do that. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Larry Weber is our guest. He's a new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's the author of Sticks and Stones, which is a new book that I highly recommend to you folks. This book will do an awful lot. If you're a small business owner and you're trying to understand what's my role, where should I be, what should I be doing, how should I think about social media, this book could be an excellent tutorial for you. So I highly recommend it to you. And Larry, again, congratulations. Tell the audience where we can find it and where we can find you.
Well, you know, any place electronically, you know, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble, you can just, go find it. But I also recommend that if you have your own small local bookstore that's still live in your
right.
community, you know, go order it there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can usually get it in a day or two. So it's always a good thing to support your local physical community as well as the digital community.
And your own website, your company website.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the company website is W2GroupInc.com.
W2GroupInc.com. So check that out, folks. Find out more about some of the things. You have a marketing PR firm.
Yep.
Several, actually, don't you?
Well, yeah, I have about five companies that do different things, and from PR to actually building communities for companies, and then previous to that, I had built the largest PR firm in the world. It's still around.
Right.
It's called Weber Shandwick.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I've heard of that. Larry, I want to talk about communities in a second, but before we do, I promise we'd talk about this online equity thing. We used to talk in terms of customer reputation with customers. We used to talk about it in terms of being a bank account. You know, you make deposits,
yep.
And you take and you try to make deposits. You try to get customers to make deposits because somebody's going to complain and make a withdrawal from your overall reputation. But
yep.
This is a real thing now with the online world, the ability for things to go up. And one of the things about online is when they go up, they typically don't come down, do they?
Right. And they just keep getting bigger. I mean, one of the really interesting things about, this direction of building, equity in social media as we go ahead is that for the first time in our lives, marketing can become an asset. You know, it's not just, the marketing guy that usually sat in the room or gal was always looked at as overhead,
Right.
You know, and you're spending our money and it might work or it doesn't work. You know, the old adage of, half my advertising works, I just don't know which half.
Right.
And now if you build communities properly, over the course of time, you are actually building an asset for your business that's more valuable. And the more people that comment. And there's two parts to this, Jim. There's the part about building it, on your site. And you're going to have to take, 20 minutes a day or a half hour a day to make sure, that that's working. And there's lots of stuff you can do. And then
mm-hmm.
the second part is going to places that are outside your site. You know, you could very easily find out the five top blogs in your category.
Right.
And, you can comment
there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, comment on things. So go to other people's parties, and then they'll come to yours.
Make a deposit in their place, and they'll make a deposit in your place.
You got it.
Yeah.
And
that's the beauty. That's the beauty and the power of leveraging the online capability.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people ask me as a small business, well, geez, I'm not that sophisticated. How can I, keep adding to, to my site? And, I go back yet again. I'm using my kids too much this morning. But, I watch my youngest one, a 13-year-old boy, who never takes a still picture. He always has his flip video on
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling a group in New York who, an electrician, runs a nice small business in New York. And he said, how am I going to get people to post things that they like me? And I said, you know what? Take your flip video. It costs $75. After you finish a job, say, hey, could I get 25 seconds of you telling me if you're happy with the job?
Right.
And
post that
on
your website.
He just sent me an email the other day that said, you know what? I've got 15 customers now taped.
Yeah.
Who said, who loved my work.
And as corny as those are sometimes, when you look at them, they work with other customers.
Absolutely.
Larry, I only got about 1 minute. I want one quick thing before we go, because we're going to have you on again if you'll come back and talk about this some more. But I'm so glad that you've done something today that I'm so proud of you for.
Well,
not one time did you say the term social media. You only use the term community. My audience knows that I'm on a one-man crusade. Maybe you'll join me to abolish the term social media in business applications. My term is online customer communities. What do you think?
I think you don't even have to say online.
Yeah, yeah.
it's just about customer community.
Yeah.
Hey, look, people haven't changed over hundreds of years. They still like to gather together.
Right.
And you know what? They gather together about business, and if you're going to have a successful business, you have to be the one sort of leading that conversation. And
right.
I agree with you. Social media will be gone. I even think the word the web and the Internet will be gone.
You're right. Hey,
yeah.
Larry, will you come back another day?
I would love to come back.
We've had fun, and it's good to have you here. Thanks for educating us. We'll get some more out of you real soon. Larry Weber, ladies and gentlemen. Sticks and Stones is a book wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out. Actually, buy two, and you're going to want to give one away, too, by the way. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.